Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, dedicated to accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science worldwide. On the web at mathworks.com.
Welcome back. House Republicans are now moving from repeal to replace. Since yesterday's vote to repeal health care reform is not likely to get past the Senate or the president's veto pen, Republicans are now moving to phase two, replacing the president's plan with their own, dismantling the parts of the health care law they dislike. Amy Goldstein is national social policy reporter for The Washington Post. Amy, some provisions of the health care law have kicked in. As we know, young adults can go on their parents' policy till the age of 26. Insurers can't cap care for the very sick or reject sick children. So to start there, do Republicans want to get rid of those mandates?
Well, one of the things that Republican lawmakers said during the seven-hour debate leading up to yesterday's repeal vote is that there are some parts of the law that they actually think are pretty good. One of them has to do with the so-called pre-existing conditions. Republicans have said that, as Democrats have done, they too like the idea of special insurance called high-risk pools that are specifically for people who are rejected by the insurance industry. They would do it a little bit differently, but philosophically, they're really on the same page.
Yeah. What about the mandate that all Americans be covered by 2014, I think it is, or pay fees?
Well, that's something that Republicans have clearly said that they dislike. They're pretty much in sync with thoughts of the American public. There's been a lot of polling, and the single least popular part of it is the requirement that most, not all, but most Americans get insurance by 2014. So the Republicans have said they're going to get rid of that mandate.
Well, and even some Republicans you talk to, I'm thinking of Mark McClellan at the Brookings Institution, have said that's going to be tricky because that's essentially what funds health care. The more well people you have who are covered, it helps pay for the sick.
Well, that's right. Both more liberal and more conservative health policy experts say that there are ways to get around that problem. You could, for instance, say if you don't buy insurance in 2014, every year that you wait, it gets more and more expensive.
Huh.
These would be ways of deterring people from waiting to get coverage until they get sick.
Without a mandate, which is
without a mandate.
A dirty word to some. But you also say that instead of focusing as much on the individual mandate, the Republicans want to focus on the employer requirement. Tell us more about that.
The Republicans have said that the first set of things that they're going to bring up are issues or parts of the law that they think could affect jobs. And by their thinking, one of those is an aspect of the law that requires employers to offer coverage to their workers in workplaces that have 50 or more employees. Republicans say that that's onerous. They say that that already is deterring employers from hiring people. Democrats say that that's not true, but certainly that's something that's going to be a big fight about in coming months.
What about medical malpractice? Republicans always said they wanted that addressed in health care reform, and it wasn't.
What they would like are limits for the first time by the federal government on the size of damage awards for people who successfully sue doctors. But what Democrats like are ways of minimizing the number of lawsuits, of creating alternative ways of resolving disputes between patients and their doctors. Democrats do not like outright caps. Republicans do.
Well, another thing Republicans were pushing for was to let people buy insurance policies across state lines. What was the debate there?
Republicans say if you let people buy insurance policies that are sold in other states, people can gravitate towards lower cost policies that are lower cost because they provide somewhat skimpier coverage. And they say, the Republicans say, people can choose what's best for them. Democrats say that that's not adequately protective, that people will end up with insurance that doesn't really give people what they need when they get sick.
It's interesting to us. One of the ways you're, you know, gleaning some of this information is looking at past Republican proposals. And one came in the last Congress from Representative Paul Ryan of Wisconsin. He's one of the new young guns on the right. He proposed changing Medicare and Medicaid going forward, not if you're already on it. And his proposal was instead of a defined benefit, which is what we have now, there would be a government contributing a benefit towards coverage. You know, in other words, not paying all of it, but making a contribution towards, let's say, Medicare coverage. Given all the Tea Party railing, you know, hands off my Medicare, how is that likely to go over?
Well, Paul Ryan's an interesting figure in this health care debate. He has just become the new chairman of the House Budget Committee, so that's a position of significant influence. And in the last Congress, he presented what many thought was the boldest conservative plan for revising the healthcare system. Among other things, he suggested basically substantially reducing employers' role in this country in providing coverage to Americans. He said, rather than giving tax breaks to insurers that cover their workers, let's just give Americans individual tax credits that they can use to shop for their own coverage. There's a question of whether people would or wouldn't buy coverage on their own. There's also a question that, up until now, the individual part of the insurance market, that is, people who are trying to buy coverage on their own, not with groups of other people, that tends to be the most expensive and least, in other ways, functional parts of the insurance market. That's widely acknowledged. So the question is, if a whole lot of Americans were buying coverage that way, whether that would improve the individual market or whether it would still be problematic.
But then when it comes to his suggestion for Medicare and Medicaid, you know, again, that the government would just make a contribution instead of the, you know, guarantee of coverage no matter how much it costs, which is the way it is now. Now, there are, I'm sure, people, you know, on the left who agree with this thinking that something has to change with Medicare, but he's a Republican suggesting this, and this is what riled up the Republican base in the midterms.
Well, there's little doubt all along the ideological spectrum that something in the long run needs to be done with Medicare. It's been a decade and a half that people have been searching for solutions to slow Medicare spending. What Representative Ryan has proposed is kind of at one edge of that thinking. His ideas, interesting, in the last Congress, did not attract a lot of support, even among his fellow Republicans. Now, the question is, as Republicans are no longer just, in the House at least, the naysayers, whether his ideas will get more traction. And that's not knowable yet.
A lot of it isn't, but we'll watch with you, Amy Goldstein of The Washington Post, on what's next for health care reform as Republicans look to repeal parts of the already existing law. Amy, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.
Okay, tomorrow on Here and Now, we'll ask the Manitowoc Company in Wisconsin, how's business with China? Also, a football preview, Packers, Bears, Jets, Steelers. Wait, where's Tom Brady? Where? What? Still in shock. Latest news is next, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Hinckley, Allen & Snyder, where partners have been giving clients practical legal advice for over 100 years throughout New England, and now including Connecticut, online at haslaw.com. And the Institute of Contemporary Art on the Boston waterfront. Discover the power and beauty of new art and ideas, icaboston.org.